A bird's eye view of the Hiran region in central Somalia shows the extent of the damage. After days of heavy rain, the town of Beledweyne is submerged and countless homes swept away. The storms triggered flooding and caused the Shabelle River to burst its banks, forcing people to wade through rising water levels.
It was very difficult for me to walk this morning because of the amount of water. I used to be able to walk through it before, but as you can see, the level has reached my waistline, and this situation is getting worse.
Businesses, schools and hospitals are closed, and public transport is disrupted. People say these are some of the worst floods they've seen.
These floods are different to others in the past. This flood is larger than any flooding in recent memory that has ever occurred in this region.
But for many, like Fartoon and her family, it's not the first time they've had to move. Whenever the river bursts its banks, we flee. It's the fifth time I've had to flee and come here as a displaced person. The United Nations is warning the flooding could increase the risk of waterborne diseases, and the government has yet to assess the full impact of the disaster.
It is a calamity. It was an unexpected disaster. However, we are doing all that we can to protect those who are affected.
Extreme weather patterns are worsening already difficult conditions for Somalis. The torrential rain follows prolonged drought, which has left millions of people dependent on food aid. The UN says displaced families need food and shelter, and fast. Rahila Mohammed, Al Jazeera.